and welcome back to Dr. Quackers, and today we're reviewing Austin Powers in Goldmember, the final film in the James Bond parody trilogy, also being one of the most popular comedies of the decade. Like I've said in each review of the series, there are popular jokes and scenes in every Austin Powers movie. These movies have new life from memes and other media like that. However, if I'm being honest, this one is the weakest of the trilogy, mainly due to the fact it repeats a lot of the same jokes from the previous two movies, feeling like this movie was only made because of how much money they brought in. I mean, they even wrote a joke into the movie that they were... where they cut to Ozzy Osbourne and his family commenting on the writers repeating jokes. Just because you're aware of it doesn't mean the laziness is any less noticeable or any less of a criticism. It's just lazy. It's not a huge deal, because there are still funny jokes that aren't repeats, don't get me wrong, but it's why it's the weakest of the three. This movie does continue the story arcs from the previous movie, like how Scott wants to be accepted by his father, Dr. Evil, which is the overall theme of the movie, fathers and wanting a family. This movie introduces the best new character in the movie, Nigel Powers, the father of Austin, and being the original super ladies' man spy. Super Q, played by Michael Caine, who is great in everything he's in. I don't think that's really a surprise to say, because Michael Caine's just awesome. Austin struggles with his relationship with his father, feeling that he has never been there for him, and that he was more of a friend when he needed a father. The song that Austin sings is funny, Daddy Wasn't There. It is something I do reference a lot, and I know a lot of people have, too. It's just funny. It's a wicked funny scene, and I do enjoy the dynamic that they tried to do with, you know, Nigel Powers and Austin Powers. It's not something that's really been done in a Bond movie, where, like, Bond has to deal with his dad, but, you know, they're trying something new, and I don't mind it. It's, I'm never gonna complain if Michael Caine's in a movie. Don't get me wrong, this one does have its moments. Mini-Me getting more of a role by having a redemption arc and ends up being a good guy after Dr. Evil treats him poorly. It's funny. I like it. You know, fucking Austin Powers beating the shit out of him, like putting him in a fucking pillowcase, hitting around because he opens the door to see him and he's like, peace. And he's like, oh, peace. And he's like, wait a fucking minute. It cuts back to the previous movie when he like tricked him by showing him the peace sign and starts beating the shit out of him. So that whole fight scene's pretty funny. And it's referenced a lot with memes. At least it was for a while. I do like the backstory behind the mole joke in this movie. The story being Mike Myers was out in public and was recognized by this woman, but her friend said it couldn't have been him because Mike Myers has a huge, disgusting mole on his face. So there's a character in this film. He has a giant fucking mole on his face. And every time he's in a scene, that people have to point out and go, whoa! Like, everyone reacts to the giant fucking gross mole. And it's pretty funny. And knowing that, it's just a kind of petty I enjoy. That lady's just being a bitch. It's just forever cemented in this movie. It works. And I enjoy it. With that context, it makes the joke funnier to me. Dr. Evil and Mini-Me singing is always good. It's having them sing It's a Hard Knock Life to convince the other prisoners to stage a riot. Very funny. it's probably... it might be my favorite scene in the movie when they're in the prison after they're defeated by Austin Powers in the very beginning. And they're in prison together. It's pretty funny. I like it. It probably is my favorite scene in the movie. It fits the same style of comedy that they did in the previous movie where they would sing popular songs, like, for example, What If God Was One of Us, or Just the Two of Us is another one. It works pretty well. I find it pretty funny, and like I said, it's my favorite scene. However, I don't really find the character of Goldmember to be that funny. I think the movie would just be better without that character. It would still follow almost the same story arc with all the characters. There's just no real point to being there. It just seems as though the studio was like, we need another goofy character played by Mike Myers now! Because, you know, Fat Bastard, Dr. Evil, Austin Powers. Fat Bastard was a hugely popular character, at least in the zeitgeist when that movie came out. You know, Dr. Evil is still referenced and things like that. So, I understand why he's in it, but easily the weakest of all of the Mike Myers characters that he plays in these movies. That's the whole character. He likes to eat his own skin that falls off because his skin peels. The Beyonce story arc with Fox and Cleopatra, and she's the new love interest in this movie. Where Heather Graham went in from the second one to this one, I don't know. But that's kind of, that is, like I said in the previous one, pretty par for the course. There's a new girl in every Bond film, so they kind of do it with this one. Fox and Cleopatra is okay. It's just, they kind of do a similar story that they did in the second one, where, you know, she's like Austin. She's also a badass spy. So, yeah, it's just eh. I don't really care for it. Not my favorite. So, yeah, it just feels like a repeat from what they did with Heather Graham's character. So, eh. And her, a lot of her story has to do with Goldmember. So maybe that's also why I'm like, eh, with her character. But, yeah. Overall, I give this movie a 6 out of 10. I still think it's a slightly above average comedy. It is, you know, the weakest of the trilogy, but it's not a bad movie, objectively. It still, you know, makes you laugh. The comedy is, you know, still pretty decent. Like I said, the joke with the mole, you know, Mini-Me and Dr. Evil singing, you know, singing It's a Hard Knock Life in prison is still pretty funny. You know, the Fat Bastard sumo fight scene is still pretty funny to me. The Hey Diaper Lady, here's my diaper. I think that's pretty good. I like that one. So, yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed this review. If you did, I reviewed the previous two Austin Powers movies, so if you want to check that out, it's highly appreciated. I've also reviewed all kinds of other movies, TV shows, and anime, so if you want to check those out as well, it's appreciated. Also, you should drop a follow on whatever app you stream through. That way you get a notification when I post a review. So, thank you, and I hope you have a fantastic day, my friend.